Donald Trump made his fortune in part by turning himself into a brand, one that stands for luxury and quality. He's placed his name on everything from casinos to steaks. Well, now there's some evidence that the acrimonious campaign is taking a toll on his image in a way that is hurting his businesses. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Trump Organization is famously private and doesn't release a lot of information about its revenue, so it's hard to say for sure just how well the company is doing at any given time. But management consultant Gene Grabowski of the firm K Global says there's no question the campaign is hurting Trump's image.
I don't think there's any doubt that the Trump brand is suffering. The only question is, how much is it suffering?
And the evidence so far is spotty. The Reputation Institute researches the brand value of products, companies, people, even countries. It just released a report saying both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have what it considers poor reputations with the general public. But it says Trump's image is especially bad right now. Stephen Hahn Griffiths is the vice president for the U.S. and Canada at the company.
Overwhelmingly, perceptions of him being arrogant, aggressive, authoritarian, even somewhat controlling, are really starting to taint the perception of brand Trump and not really positioning it in its most positive light possible.
The Reputation Institute only started surveying people's feelings about Trump this year, so it can't say for sure how much his troubles can be blamed on the campaign. But Foursquare has been looking into the question ever since Trump threw his hat in the ring. The company uses an app to track foot traffic in stores, restaurants, and other commercial establishments all over the world. Editor-at-large Sarah Spagnolo says in the 15 months since Trump announced, foot traffic at his businesses is down 17%. And the drop is even greater among women.
Other hotels are not losing foot traffic as dramatically as Trump-branded hotels, casinos, and golf courses. And what this tells us is that Trump's campaign is truly having an impact on foot traffic to his properties.
None of this is definitive, and the Trump Organization says the data is inconsequential and does not provide an accurate representation of its performance. But there are other signs the brand is hurting. The company recently announced a new hotel chain that, for the first time, doesn't use the Trump name. And all of this happened before the release of that infamous Access Hollywood video.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss them. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
All of this is a potential disaster for the Trump Organization. Before the campaign, Trump's name was considered so valuable that other people paid to put it on their products. He didn't have to use his own money. Now, says Stephen Hahn Griffiths, that name may have been irreparably harmed.
There's certainly some upsides to Trump's personality, but certainly some major challenges that if we were to advise him, he might want to be course-correcting as we near the end of the presidential race.
The question is whether a course correction is even possible. Take, for instance, the new Trump International Hotel and Tower in Vancouver, which is supposed to open in January. A poll said more than half of the city's residents want to see Trump's name removed from the project, including the city's mayor. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.